Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour are brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market.
I like plants.
Gladiolus.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Are smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air.
And
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Well, happy booze year. New year, everybody. It's Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher. And I just wrote on a little piece of paper, January 2nd, 2021, for the first time. And it felt good to write 2020 anymore. Yeah.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to our Garden Talk family out there in Radio Land. I'm Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher, and it's wonderful to start the new year on a true high note, and that is the freshest, most delicious food imaginable, all at our beck and call at the Original Certified Farmers Market. Good morning, Dennis Dunn.
Good morning, Steve and Gwen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What did you do that was exciting on New Year's Eve?
I became one with my couch.
Wow. That's very exciting. So you truly communed with your couch. Is that correct?
Well, I made it to the kitchen every once in a while to cook something, but yeah, for the most part.
That's wonderful. Well, I hope your New Year is just as exciting as your New Year's Eve was.
Exactly. Exactly. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
You're cutting out a little bit. No, we got a good crew today, a little bit smaller than normal to be expected the day after the holiday, but we got enough here to whet your appetite, that's for sure.
Good. Excellent.
Continue on.
Let's see. There's lots of leafy green stuff. There's butter lettuce, canis lettuce, romaine, snap of cabbage, kales. Let's see. Arugula, salad mixes, pea shoots, chard, kale, tatsoi, collards, mustard mix. So lots of green leafy stuff. Minton Hill Gardens looks like they've got some beautiful sweet broccolini. I've been eating a lot of broccolini and broccoli this year. It's been really, really good. The other thing that I found, and I thought I'd eaten everything at this market, but I found I didn't find it. It's been here, actually. A noblesse potato. Have you ever had one of those or heard of them?
A what? Say that again?
Noblesse. N-O-B-L-E-S-S-E.
No, never heard of it.
It's a potato variety. It's a little bit bigger than, say, a red. Well, about the same size as a red, between a red and a fingerling. Thin-skinned white, one of the creamiest potatoes I've ever had. Tom at Armstrong Valley has got them. He gave me a couple of weeks ago. They are delicious.
Okay, that's another variety I need to grow.
Yeah, exactly. They're absolutely delicious. Okay. So there's that. There's still some of the great Korean radishes around. Believe it or not, there's still a few bell peppers hanging out, tomatillos, and some hot peppers as well.
Sounds like a great vegetable bountiful buffet, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Oh, that's right. Mushrooms, too. There was an issue with mushrooms that seems to have been resolved, and thank God that they're still here. We almost lost our mushroom people, but it was a state-county kind of a situation, but it's been resolved, so that's good news.
Good. Mushrooms are back. What about Fruit World?
Fruit World. Citrus. And that's about it. There's still a few table grapes hanging on, persimmons, but for the most part, it's citrus. Navels, caracaras, oro blanco, grapefruits. So it's pretty much all citrus right now.
Beautiful. Are you ready to move to Carnivorous Corner?
I'm right in the middle of it. Let's see. Hector looks like he's got his ice chest out, so Hector's got some of his cuts of beef. Achadina is here with her cheeses and lamb, so stop by and see those folks. Salmon Creek is here, and they've got some specials on ground beef and goat today. And Jeff from Takanoko is here with all of his cuts of pork, and stop by and say hi to Jeff. Anna's Seafood is not here today. They are in the process of moving the facility.
Oh, wow.
Is that right? Where to?
Somewhere else in Petaluma, I think. I'm not sure where, but they'll be back.
Wow. Do you mean they're going to move their Santa Rosa operation to Petaluma?
No. There's actually the processing has been in Petaluma.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So when, Dennis, you're the one that knows everything. When is crab season going to start?
Oh, Steve, you just had to bring that up, didn't you? I have no idea. I look every day for negotiations, and they're still at an impasse. I guess the wholesalers have come down a bit in the price, but not enough for the fishermen. So we're still in limbo.
Okay, well, it better be by Groundhog Day, because I always celebrate Groundhog Day with crab. And anything else in Carnivore Corner before you move to Carb Court?
I think that's about it.
Okay, that's on to it. Carb Court then.
Carb Court, we're a little bit shy today, but it's okay. Keesh and Carrie, it looks like they've got some turnovers, some pecan pies, and other variety of pies, and we'll get to the other quiches later. You can get Full Circle Bread at the information booth. The hummus guy is here with the pita chips and the hummus and all that kind of neat stuff. Healdsburg Bagel, and, well, not really, but stop by Sweet Divine. He's got all of her griddles and corn nuts and biscotti and stuff, so you can stop by and say hi to Edie, too.
Okay. Anything else before you move to restaurant-style foods for takeaway?
In the restaurant-style foods. Green Grocer is here. They've got all their eclectic menu up. As I said, Healdsburg Bagel. You can grab a bagel and cream cheese and stuff to go. Crepes du Jour is right next to me. They've got their sweet and savory crepes that we all know and love. Mi Fiesta is here. Manny's manning the booth with enchiladas and tamales and the like. And as I said, Keesh and Carrie is here, and she's got all kinds of different quiches that you can take home and bake and have a nice meal.
Do the Dunn Brothers have a New Year's sausage?
No, we kind of stuck to basics. We had a couple of Italians, a sweet and a mild. And we've got the Michoacán chorizo and some sage, country sage.
Well, sounds like a great way to start the new year with some beans and sausages.
Yep. And can I make a quick PSA?
Please.
You know, I want to thank all of our customers for supporting us and the farmers. You know, I know it's a difficult time for everybody. But there's another way where you can kill two birds with one stone. If you have it in your hearts and your pocketbook, is go to one of the local restaurants once a week. Once a month, and do a takeout. They're doing some great stuff, and those guys are hurting. And it supports our farmers as well as the restaurant business. So if you can do it, it would be great.
We will be featuring Ruth Reichel with a live conversation today on the Good Food Hour. Ruth, the former dining columnist for the New York Times, Los Angeles Times, also the amazing editor for Gourmet Magazine, and she will be addressing what we can do to help our restaurants survive in the coming year.
Yeah, exactly. And you're killing two birds with one stone. It helps the farmers who supply the restaurants, and it helps keep the restaurants going.
Absolutely. Well said, my friend. We'll talk again next Saturday. It's the Original Certified Farmers Market, 8:30 to 1 o'clock today at the Luther Burbank Center, 60 seconds off Highway 101 at the River Road, Mark West Springs exit. Look for the white billowing tents, the smiling, friendly faces. You'll run into some friends probably and make a friend or two while you're there. Don't forget the Wednesday midweek market, also 8:30 to 1 o'clock. It's our longest running year-round farmers market in all of Sonoma County since 1969. We'll talk again next Saturday. Dennis, thanks.
All right, Stephen Gwen, be good.
You too.
We promise.
New Year.
That's our resolution for the new year, is to be good. 636-1350 as we start another magical year. January 2021, our Garden Talk program debuted in January 1988. Actually, we started in October 1987, and here we are some 34-plus years later, still talking gardening, because it's an endless topic. There's no way you will ever exhaust the amount of knowledge that you accumulate while gardening. It's a lifelong pursuit, and we're here to help you in that pursuit, to help you obtain a little greener thumb this year. All you need to do is confide in us. We've been around with the longest radio gardening program in America at this point in Santa Rosa, California. You can reach us easily 9 to 11 every Saturday morning live. We've never run a best of show on this program. 636-1350. And we'd love to hear what your plans are for 2021. Maybe planting a new garden, doing some landscape upgrades, what you're growing this winter season. We'd love to hear about that too. Or you can always communicate with us via email. Ask a question, attach a photo or two. That's steve at ksro.com. Back to your questions. No one on hold yet, and no emails yet, but we know that changes. So get in early. Gwen Kilchert has helped thousands of listeners since 2007 live on the radio. For 22-plus years, she wrote the popular Plant Doctor column in our local Press Democrat newspaper. She farms her own 2.5 acres north of Santa Rosa, where she's grown almost everything that can grow, both vegetable and plant-wise, as far as the world of perennials and annuals and shrubs and trees. If it's grown in Sonoma County, Gwen's probably grown it. Confide in her. She'd love to help you this morning. At 11:05, Chef John Ash, along with Rooch Reichel, will also welcome Shelley Kaldunsky. Shelley's the department chair for the Santa Rosa Junior College Culinary Department. She'll be joining us in the KSRO kitchen to talk about what 2021 holds in store for the SRJC Culinary Program.
KSRO is online at ksro.com. Streaming powered by Hudson Street Design, a Healdsburg Lumber company.
Edward Philyun and the team at the Center for Spiritual Living is here for you as we navigate these times. The Center for Spiritual Living in Santa Rosa invites you to visit their website for additional spiritual support. Sunday services are now live streamed at 8:30, 10, and 11:30. You can attend Wednesday evening meditations from home via Zoom. Take advantage of the telephone prayer ministry and more. Go to cslsr.org for more information on all of this. You'll also find videos of Sunday messages and resources, such as an online affirmative prayer library covering a variety of subjects. That's cslsr.org. For over 10 years, you've heard the popular Sunday morning program, Spiritual Living with Edward Philyun, a half hour of practical inspiration at 8:30 a.m. right here on KSRO. We're committed to continue to bring this to you and help bring the community together with messages of hope and spiritual support.
There's a better way to garden and landscape in Sonoma County.
Happy holidays! For a gift that keeps on giving, get that plant lover on your list, something from their 1,200 different species. Right now, 10 to 40% off of everything in the nursery. All canna lilies and evening primrose are 40% off. Hydrangeas in a number 5 pot for $17.50. 6-inch azaleas in 6 colors are just $12. All hanging baskets are $15. Everything else, 10% off. They're open through Christmas, closed between Christmas and New Year's, and back at it in January.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
On behalf of Daniel, his family, and the staff of A Better Way Produce and Nursery, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Mosquito prevention begins at home, and the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District needs your help.
Please dump out items holding water like plant saucers and buckets.
Keep rain barrels and other rain harvesting containers sealed or screened.
Clean and refresh water in bird baths every week.
And most importantly, don't forget to report mosquito problems to msmosquito.org or call the district at 707-285-2200.
Before you drive the all-new Nissan Rogue, you gotta ask yourself, how rogue are you gonna go? We talking be one with nature in the desert rogue? Go snowshoeing in Alaska rogue? Or take the long way home just because kind of rogue? Just a question, but with five available drive modes, you're sure to find the answer.
Go rogue in the all-new, fiercely reimagined 2021 Nissan Rogue. Now with the most standard safety features in its class.
See owner's manual for important safety information. Auto Pacific segmentation. 2021 Nissan Rogue versus latest in market competitors. Base models compared.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
It is Garden Talk Live, it's hard to say, January 2nd, 2021. Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher, wishing you the best in the start of the new year. Hi there, via email. I grow some dinner plate dahlias in a large metal bell and feed through trough planter in almost full sun in my backyard in Petaluma, and they do fairly well. Last year, I divided the tubers, and my daughter put hers in a sunny spot in her yard, and it did great, actually better than mine. I wanted to know your thoughts on container versus ground for dahlias. I have four plants in a container that are 8 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet. Also wanted to know what you think about the need to fill up tubers, to dig up tubers and divide. I have read different opinions. I grew up in Montgomery Village. My mom had a spectacular dahlia in her front flower bed, and that flower showed up in decades of family photos. I'm sure she never dug it up. Any wisdom you have in general about dahlia growing would be appreciated. And that's from Diane in Petaluma, a wonderful email from Diane.
Wow. Okay. That's a good question. And this is where our former master gardener, Jim Lang, who used to give dahlia talks to people through the library series for the Master Gardener program. This is where he excels and would be excelling in answering this question. So from what he has taught me, I'm going to say, Diane, that your daughter's dahlias are doing better than yours because, yes, they prefer more sun than shade. So obviously they're in a sunnier spot and they're growing and doing better. So containers versus in the ground. You could definitely plant your dahlia tubers in the ground if you have a really good draining soil, lots of organic matter mixed in there. You don't have a drainage issue where water could be running off someplace and causing your soil in that area where you planted the dahlia tubers to be soaking wet all the time. Your watering has a lot to do with tubers doing well or rotting. So you need to keep your soil damp, and you don't need to overwater them. The soil needs to be consistently moist. So if you can look at that soil in the ground and say, yes, it's a good draining soil, I can add a lot of compost material, organic material, and it's in a sunny spot, then they'll do great. If you can't, then you can go ahead and put them in a container. So you said you have four plants that's in a container that's like 2 feet wide by 2 feet deep and 8 feet long. Depending on, well, you said you have some dinner plate dahlias. If those are all dinner plate dahlias, that's probably going to be a little too tight for all four of those. Because if anybody out there who has seen Jim's plants, some of the stalks on his dahlias are 2 inches. I mean, he just does an amazing job with growing these dahlias because he makes sure that there's ideal growing conditions. So the dinner plate dahlias grow a lot bigger than the other variety dahlias that you see, like little pom-pom ones, cactus flowering ones. There's all different types of dahlias that you can grow. And if you read the information on the dahlia variety, it will tell you this dahlia plant is going to get 6 feet tall, or this one's a miniature, it's only going to get 2 feet tall. So you need to know what variety you have, know how big it's going to get, And then you can say, okay, this 8-foot-wide planter is not enough room for these 4 dinner plate dahlias that you're going to plant them. It would be better to give them some room to grow so they can branch out sideways, because some of them could get to be, you know, 2, 3, 4 feet wide as well as tall, because they send out multiple branches. And then you keep deadheading them once the flowers have finished blooming and they're spent. Mm-hmm. You cut those back, then you'll have more shoots coming out. So that plant can get to be a nice, good size, just because of you planting it in the ideal growing conditions and doing some deadheading. And so know how big your dahlias are going to get before you put them in that 8-foot planter. Okay. What else does she say? What do you know about digging up tubers and dividing them? That's a good one. Jim and I, well, he has taught me, I dig up my dahlias like he does. Wash them off if you have a lot of mud or, you know, dirt sticking to them. Wash them off so they're nice and clean. Put them in a big open tray of some sort. You can put some shavings in there or sawdust or whatever. Keep them in a cool, dry place so the dahlia can dry out. I mean, you don't want to store dahlias that are wet, because chances are they're going to rot on you. Uh-huh. So they need to dry out somewhat. And so about dividing them, oh gosh, that's a tough one. If you planted one tuber and it grew some babies on that tuber, from that mother tuber, okay, and you can see all the shoots coming out from how well it did this past year, each little tuber will have an eye attached to it. And this is where, if you could see a photograph of what I'm saying, it would make more sense. You can see where the tuber is attached to the main plant. You can cut that off, but I wouldn't do anything yet. Wait until the tubers have dried out a bit and you know that they're alive, they're viable, they're nice and hard. Mm-hmm. If anything is squishy, if you're squeezing your tubers and they're squishy, then they're not good. They need to be nice and firm. And so you can make a nice clean cut, saving that little shoot where it's attached to the mother plant, and separate them and let them sit in that sawdust mixture or whatever and let them dry out. And then we get to the storing part. Keeping them over winter in a cool, dry, dark place, leave them alone. And then springtime, you will start to see that little eye start to grow. You'll see some hint of green coming off of it. And then if you want to pot them up or start them in small little containers if you want. But putting them in the ground when you think rain is going to be coming yet is not a good idea.
No.
Because they have enough water storage in the tubers that Jim has suggested that you dig them up, you know, you store them, you go ahead and you plant them, even if you buy them from a online store and they send them to you all, you know, just the tubers, all mm-hmm. dry. You pop them up, you let them sit there. You can put them in, you know, someplace where we'll get some sunlight. Do not water them.
Okay.
Don't water them. And which is hard for me to believe that, okay, I'm not going to water these tubers. So you've put them in some potting soil in a little container. And then in time, when spring starts to come around, you'll see some shoots or a shoot coming up. And then you know that that tuber's alive and you have to be patient. And then when the weather is warm, spring is here, nice, steady, warm weather, then you can go ahead and transplant them into the ground or into the containers, and then you can give them a drink of water. But watch the watering. Don't keep them soaking, sopping wet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more to it. There's a lot more details, but I'm going to talk to Jim Lang and see if he has some information that he can share with us that we can post on our website, which, you know, sums it up in a nutshell and explains it better than what I'm saying.
Well, that was a lot of very valuable information, especially I took away, don't water the tubers, even though you want to.
After you've planted them. You know, it's not like you sow seeds or you transplant little seedlings. You water them. With dahlias, you do not water them. You wait for them to start to sprout.
Linda from Forestville has a distinct honor, Gwen. Linda is our first caller of 2021 into the KSRO greenhouse.
Yay, Linda.
Hi, Linda. What can we do for you this morning?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's hope it's better than the last one.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Yes.
I have two questions. One, I have a very tall Albuterol, a pink one, that I want to repot, and I just wondered, how far can I cut it back?
Don't cut more than half of it off. Okay? Just, you know, cut it in half and look for some little shoots that will continue to grow in an outward direction. Sometimes that's hard because they send shoots up all over the place and, you know, you look at it and you're like, oh, okay, you know, I give up. So you could just cut and cut above little buds. Okay?
Okay.
Or little, where the leaves are, you'll see that. Cut right above that and, you know, cut out any real spindly growth that's growing and there you go. It's hard to cut them back because they seem to be blooming more than they don't bloom. And you don't
like to.
You have all those new buds popping up and then you're going to cut it back. So what you could also do, is it in full bloom and continually has more buds coming?
Almost continually, you know, but not a lot of blooms, you know, a few blooms.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay. Because for those people that have the flowering maple, Chinese lantern it's called, and Latin name is Abutilon, if yours is blooming and doing beautifully and has a lot of new buds that are going to be popping out and you want to prune it back or you need to prune it back, so what you could do is just prune back a few branches. Say it has 10 shoots on it. Cut back 3 or 4. And then maybe a month from now, cut 2 more or 3 more. So you can do it in stages. You don't have to cut it back all at once. And then you lose all those potential flowers, and then we're all sad. And so to keep it blooming and have some color, cut a few branches back at a time.
Okay. Well, I am putting it in a new pot. Does that make any difference?
No.
For the cutting? No.
Okay. Nope.
I'll do that then.
Nope.
Okay. My second question is, I have a purple, I have a bank along my driveway, and it's not very tall. Just a couple feet, and it faces kind of, part of it is faces south and part of it faces west. And right now I have rosemary on there, but I want to gradually change. And I've seen banks full of like a purple lantana that are just beautiful. And I just wondered how much sun, if that would be okay for lantana having that facing that direction.
Well,
would it do okay, do you think?
Yeah, because that sounds, you know, south, southwest. Facing direction sounds like it's going to get sun all day, right? And they love the sun.
Yes. Okay.
So that would
there
be...
There is a big oak part of the that might shade part of it, but yes, most of it will get... sometimes early morning, one area of it doesn't get, you know, sun until about 10 or 11.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Because it'll get the hottest part of the day sun later in the afternoon. So
right.
Yeah, you can go ahead and plant that. The species name begins with an M, so it's Lantana montabiensis or something like that. And there are a few varieties out there. So I would wait until springtime when the nurseries get them back in stock. Don't plant them now. Get them when they're blooming. And you can see there's subtle differences between the colors of the color purple and how the flowers look and how they grow. So, but if you can find the plain old Lantana
montavidensis.
Okay.
Montavidensis.
With no variety name to it, that one to me is the most hardiest as far as cold winter.
That is the hardy one sold in nurseries.
Yeah, because a lot of the lantanas, all those different colors, don't like our freezing temperatures. They get a lot of frost bite on them, you know, whatnot. So, but this one's a pretty tough one. But the varieties that have been coming out are not quite as cold hardy as that plain old original one. Okay.
Perfect. I'll wait till spring then.
Yes. And then you'll see which ones are not, the ones that are getting a little too much shade, you'll see they're not blooming as much as the ones in full sun. So if that doesn't bother you, okay, fine. But if that does bother you, then you can call us back and we can pick something that'll do a little bit better with a little bit more shade. You know, and you can have a combination of plants in there too, if you have to.
Right. Okay, thanks very much.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome, Linda.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. And have a beautiful new year, and we hope to hear from you again in 2021. Jim Lang responds, hi, Gwen and Steve. The lady that you were talking about, the dahlias, Diane, the same varieties will be different if grown in the ground or in a container, even if you grow one in a half wine barrel. He said, I grow the same varieties both ways and in ground plants. In-ground plants, always much bigger than container ones.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah. We'll be back right after this. Back to the phones we can go and to emails. It's live gardening at Garden Talk Central in the greenhouse this morning. As always, kicking off 2021, we'd love to hear from you this morning what your gardening plans are for 2021. Looking forward, looking ahead. 636-1350 to join us here in Santa Rosa or anywhere in the world. Steve@KSRO.com.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
The Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay wants you to know that if you're an essential worker or essential traveler, they're open for you. Less than 30 minutes from Santa Rosa and sitting right on the water with gorgeous views of the bay, the Inn at the Tides is certified safe. Every room has its own entrance and are cleaned according to Sonoma County's Safe Travel Promise. Masks and social distancing are cheerfully implemented and required. The Tides restaurant is open for takeout, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinners from 8 to 8. The fish market is open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and the gift shop is open 10 to 8. You can even stop at the snack bar on weekends 11 to 4. If you're heading to Bodega for some fresh sea air, stop and grab a picnic from the Tides Wharf on your way. Tell your smartphone to call the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay to book a room. More info online at innatthetides.com. That's innatthetides.com.
Does healthy eating habits fit into your New Year's resolution? Then shop the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market for fresh local produce. It's important to know where your food comes from, and you can meet the local farmers and ranchers who raise quality, locally grown food products for you to enjoy. At the market, you can savor a variety of delicious prepared foods. The market offers fresh local ingredients for healthy dinners, a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork to seafood, along with seasonal fruits and vegetables. Taste the local cow and goat cheese blends from Ochadina Cheese Company. Purchase the wonderful baked goods, jams, spices, and pastas. Everything you need to create memorable, healthy dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Open year-round, rain or shine, Saturdays 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
I'm KSRO's Dan Tresillas with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Slight chance of showers today, but otherwise cloudy. High of 56, 55 along the coast. Wind speeds are light and varied. Few showers are expected overnight. Low 45, 46 on the shores. Occasional showers for tomorrow. Wind speeds still light and varied. Temperatures in the mid to high 50s. Monday then a half an inch of rain expected. Temps in the mid 50s. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
It is Garden Talk Live. We want to be part of the club that welcomes you to 2021 and a Happy New Year. Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher. And so glad that you've been with us for these many years. Or if you're a new listener, welcome into the greenhouse. You can reach us now at 636-1350. No one on hold at this morning. People probably still catching up on their New Year's Eve sleep deprivation. Or you can always shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. Attach a photo or two if you're particularly proud of a specimen that you have grown, or there's something in distress that you would like a consult. Gwen is here to encourage and inform and enlighten. So please join us. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Rains are coming, which is good news. I hope they're not yanking our chain again. It seems like there's been rain forecast three or four times this week, and none of it has happened. We had a little sprinkle overnight, but supposedly a pretty good storm moving in Sunday night into Monday. And that would be a good time for us to do a seed inventory, wouldn't it? Something indoors. And
oh, of course. Yeah, that is something to do before you start buying your flower seeds, vegetable, herb seeds, wild flower seeds, whatever.
I picture yours all neatly cataloged and organized and alphabetized.
They are.
Oh, they really are?
They are. Oh. Yeah, I have these shallow boxes. I get them at Costco where you, in the produce section there, they have the strawberry containers in there or blueberries or whatever, and then they have those wooden boxes. They're very shallow.
Yeah.
So I have quite a few of those, and so I'll have one for all the beans. Yeah, it starts alphabetical, you know. And
are they dated also?
The seed packets have the dates on them.
They do have the dates on them.
Yeah, yeah. So it is, that's what I do every year. Before I make my seed orders, I just get out there and pull them all out and see what I have and what I don't have, what I want to grow again, what I would like to grow, and
do you
in
have,
my little garden book.
Do you do any culling? Do you have a dispose of by date for any of these seeds, or do you just use your intuition like, oh, I think this will be good? Do you and throw out anything at all?
No. Well, years ago when I worked at the seed bank, mm-hmm. we were able to get a lot of seeds that were, you know, say 2020 seeds. They couldn't sell them anymore, so we would distribute them to schools and donated them mm-hmm. to different gardens, mm-hmm. school gardens and whatnot. So we were able to take some seeds for ourselves. So over the years, I haven't grown those, and they were, a lot of them were 2011 and 12. So I don't even remember, a lot of vegetables, some flowers. So in the spring, I thought, well, what the heck? It's not going to hurt to try and, you know, sow these seeds. If they come up, great. If they don't, they don't. Mm-hmm. But my mistake, what I did, thinking they weren't going to come up from 2011 and 12, I sowed them a bit heavily, you know, thick. Mm-hmm. And I'll be darned if a lot of those seeds didn't come up. You know, carrots, greens,
wow.
Zinnias. Morning glories, yeah. So there's some information out there about how long particular vegetables and flowers and whatnot, how long those seeds are viable for. And a lot of them is, you know, they're not very accurate. Uh-huh. I have carrots from 2012 that they, you know, information out there says they last maybe 5 years or so. Well, these are over 10 years old, and they're still coming up.
Unbelievable.
So as long as you've stored them in a, you know, cooler temperatures. If you've left them out in your shed or your garage where it gets over 100 degrees or so, for days and days, it just cooks the seeds.
Yeah.
So then, therefore, they won't be good.
And do you have them divided into vegetables, perennials, annuals, different sections too?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because I have one box would be, you know, starting from A. Say, like, there's arugula, then I've got beans, beets, you know, all the way through cauliflower, broccoli, you know, and then on to cauliflower, mm-hmm. cucumbers, corn. And then, you know, once each box gets filled up, I go to the next box and that continues. And, you know, so.
So there's a good project for rainy day weekend and early week.
Yeah. And if, you know, if you have some old seeds and you're not sure, you don't want to take the chance of putting them out in your garden and them not coming up, just do a little seed germination test. Get some damp paper towels, sprinkle some seeds in there, fold it up a few times, you know, like in third and a third. Keep it on a plate so when the paper towel looks like it's starting to dry out, you can just drip some water on it again and keep it damp. And that, you know, plate, you know, your, you know, ceramic plate or something, not a paper plate. And that will hold the water in there. And you keep it in a warm place like it thinks it's in the ground. And wait however many days it says that the seeds are supposed to come up. If they come up, great. If they don't, toss them to the birds.
Amen to that. Great gardening tips from Gwen Kilcher. Live Garden Talk at KSRO. We can take calls now at 636-1350. In the meantime, we'll grab an email question or two. You can reach us that way, too, this morning. Steve at KSRO.com. Would love to have you join us. We have a tradition going back many years to the year 2001 of reading a very special gardening poem. And the author of that poem will be joining us once again at 10 o'clock as the tradition continues.
Pengrove, here's FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Have a platinum Chevy Christmas, and when you drive down our street, you'll see the cars, the trucks, the deals, no other dealer can compete. Platinum Chevys go, the price is so low, as far as you can see. One is perfect for you.
Pick out one for me.
It's a Platinum Chevy Christmas, and you'll save while you're here. Oh, by golly, have a Platinum Chevy Christmas this year.
Employee pricing on all 2020 model purchases and most 2021s in stock. You pay what we pay, not a cent more. Silverado, Traverse, Equinox, Camaro, 2020 and 2021s, plus big cash rebates. Offers end January 4th, 2021. And tis the season to keep your vehicle in top working condition with Platinum Chevrolet's certified service. Find new roads at Platinum Chevrolet, online at platinum-chevy.com.
Oh, by golly, have a Platinum Chevy Christmas this year.
Nailed it!
Right?
What if your dream kitchen or bath could be even more amazing than you imagined? What if you could sit down with a designer and craft together the kitchen or bath that is beyond your dreams? This is Michael O'Shea, president of KSRO. You know, there's a new gift to Sonoma County that I'll bet you don't know about. It's called Gallery 41. In design and planning for over 4 years, and now a reality. Gallery 41 is Sonoma County's most advanced design showroom here in our great food and wine capital, on Santa Rosa Avenue, just north of Baker. And for KSRO's audience, we're already in the planning with Gallery 41 for the long-awaited return of the live on-air gourmet food cooking demonstrations with superstar chefs from their groundbreaking European display kitchen. Take in the amazing new Gallery 41 for your wish list, your new home, or that renovation you know you want. Gallery41design.com.
If you advertise a business, why should you choose Waterdrop Digital?
Our technology can zero in on potential customers. We discover their behaviors, understand their habits, and can let them know you have a product they're searching for. We can target a zip code, a neighborhood, and serve up your information on their cell phone, tablet, or laptop.
We can do that.
Waterdrop Digital.
We handle the details. You get the results. Find out how at waterdropdigital.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our New Year's special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Live gardening on this 2nd of January, 2021. Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher in the KSRO Greenhouse. And hope you'll be able to stick around all morning long. Chef John Ash in at 11:05 on the Good Food Hour today. Mimi writes, good morning. I am looking for shade-loving shrubs. Shade-loving shrubs, medium size, that will grow in, obviously in the shade, on a sidewalk under a canopy in Petaluma, on a sidewalk or near a sidewalk,
probably along the along sidewalk the, I would right. think.
Are there any large grasses that grow in the shade, or an evergreen medium shrub, 2 or 3 per container? And we thank her for that call.
Medium
email.
Shrub, yeah. 2 or 3 per container. So she must have some large containers or something. Okay, so what comes off the top of our heads? But you said evergreen. A butylon that we were just talking about That would be a good one because there's a lot of small varieties.
And that's nice because
it
flowers a long time.
Yeah, it does flower and flower and flower. So some dwarf abutilon would work. Some of them get only 2 or 3 feet high, and you don't have to do any pruning to them, really. I have a lot of Australian fuchsias, which are Correa. Some are in the sun, some are in the shade, and they don't seem to care where they grow. They still bloom a lot. So one of my favorites would be a fuchsia. The species is Timofolia. I don't know if there's a common name to it or not. Little leaf, I don't know, tiny fuchsia maybe it's called. But it's fuchsia Timofolia. Very small leaves, lots of small little flowers that it has a nice little arching growth habit to it. You can do some little selective pruning and contain it. But that's a no maintenance, no nonsense, wonderful plant.
Beautiful.
Just a nice dark green leaf plant with very, very fragrant white flowers is Sarcococca. I don't know the name of that one either.
You mean the common name?
Sarcococca. Then there's the fringe flowers. Over the years, they've come out with a lot of varieties that will stay small. The Latin name for that is Loripetalum. Oh, yeah. People know that. And Mahonia. Steve, you mentioned Mahonia earlier. There's a lot of Mahonias out there that have beautiful berries and yellow flowers and whatnot. So those are pretty. If you want to take care of hydrangeas, there's lots of dwarf hydrangeas.
And Sarcococca's Sweet Box.
Sweet Box. Yeah. What a name. Okay. So
nice evergreen shrub.
Yeah. That's a no-maintenance plan. That's easy. And then there are the winter-blooming camellias that are – there are a lot of them that are low-growing. They grow outward. There's a really beautiful pink variety, which I can't remember the name. Bonanza or something like that. Begins with a B. Beautiful pink flowers. Stays very compact, low. So those are some suggestions for you.
That's a great suggestion.
And then the grasses, the only one that I can think of that comes to mind because I have it and I love it, it's my favorite shade-loving grass, is a Carex, C-A-R-E-X, called Evergold.
That's pretty.
Green leaves with a off-white stripe in them. Beautiful. And, you know, that lightens up a shady area because you bring in some foliar color.
And that's Carex.
Carex Evergold variety.
Okay. Beautiful.
So, it's the only grass I can think of.
Well, Mimi, there are some great suggestions for you. I might as well get started in taking a look at those. Tim writes, he knows how to get our attention. Hi there. I love your show. That's what we love to hear, Tim.
Thank you.
Question about whether a dogwood can be grown in a container. We have poor soil conditions in our area. And was wondering if we could replant into a container with proper acidic, well-draining soil. They are in a 15-gallon container now. Thanks, and I live in West County.
Yes, you can grow dogwoods in a container, but if it's one of those very large varieties that get to be 20, 25 feet high and a little bit, you know, less wider than that, it better be a really big container. So, yes, you can. Put it in a spot where it'll get some dappled shade, maybe some morning sunlight until 11 or 12 o'clock. But it does like to have some shade in the afternoon. And whether you're growing the pink variety, light pink varieties, dark pink varieties, white ones, they would do really well in
the afternoon. And there's some that'll stay at 3-4 feet, something like that, small?
Yeah, there's a lot of varieties out there. There have been for so many years. Yeah, and some of them, you know, these newer varieties don't bloom as long as the ones that have been around for 50, 30 years or so. And I can't remember the names of some of the old ones. But do your research and read the information, the characteristics about the dogwoods. Get a smaller sized dogwood, whether it be your pink flowering or white flowering one, you know, so you don't have to replant it or worry about it running out of space in the container because it's too small. Keep in mind, though, if you put the container on the soil, that chances are the root will go through the drainage holes and be anchored into the soil. So if you want to put it on concrete or something, then go ahead. But definitely give it a big container. your acid soil. It doesn't really need an acidic soil, but it would prefer to have the soil pH a little more on the acidic side than the neutral side. So more like, you know, 6 or so, but not, you know, a neutral soil, 7, number 7 and up.
There's your answer, Tim. Good luck.
And watch the fertilizing, too. If you just add a lot of organic matter and compost, then it'll be happy. But if you, they're really sensitive to the flower tips burning if you give them too much fertilizer.
Okay, there's your answer. And another thing we can do before the rains arrive is do some mulching and covering our soil.
Yeah, if you've done your pruning around your perennials or you've pulled out spent annual plants or whatnot, go ahead and throw some compost on top of the soil. You know, an inch or so is fine. And when you cover the soil with this organic matter, which is called compost, we call it, then it's called mulch. That would be a good time to do this now before that rain comes.
Back after this. It's Garden Talk live at KSRO.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO. Depend on it.
You know, I'm asked that more and more all the time.
Dr. Walter Tom loves questions.
Absolutely not. You're never too old to have healthy appearing skin.
In fact, Dr. Tom thinks you should ask as many questions as you like before any procedure.
Skincare is important no matter what our age. We can make you feel great about yourself by improving the quality of your skin, by enhancing the look in your eyes, and give you a vibrant, more youthful look with medical treatments rather than surgery.
Dr. Tom is never in a rush and thinks that every question is a good question.
You can see the progress being made and only pay for those steps as we go along in the process.
Dr. Tom was voted the best cosmetic surgeon in the North Bay. Find out why. Make an appointment today for a free consultation. Go online to drwaltertom.com. Dr. Tom loves questions.
Hydrofacial, chemical peels, microneedling. These straightforward steps are a nice way to avoid surgery and look the best you can at any age.
Does healthy eating habits fit into your New Year's resolution? Then shop the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market for fresh local produce. It's important to know where your food comes from, and you can meet the local farmers and ranchers who raise quality, locally grown food products for you to enjoy. At the market, you can savor a variety of delicious prepared foods. The market offers fresh local ingredients for healthy dinners, a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork to seafood, along with seasonal fruits and vegetables. Taste the local cow and goat cheese blends from Ochadina Cheese Company. Purchase the wonderful baked goods, jams, spices, and pastas. Everything you need to create memorable, healthy dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Open year-round, rain or shine, Saturdays 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun. Still in search of gift ideas? For the plant lover in your life, find the gift that keeps on giving at A Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa. Canna lilies, evening primrose, hydrangeas, and azaleas are just a few of the beautiful options available now. And My Sonoma Deals is offering a half-off deal this week, so you can buy this plant and that plant too. Visit MySonomaDeals.com to purchase this and other amazing deals. That's MySonomaDeals.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our New Year's special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.